terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn this week.
Yeah, we've got some tidbits, some odds and ends, some leftovers to take care of. But
some lunch on.
Before we get to the first, we have Diane on the line. She hung up? Oh, thank you, Cal. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, Diane, if you want to call back, got a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, John?
Well, we're going to prove that the astronauts were not stranded and lost.
Well,
in
what
space.
Do you say? All these stories were fake. It seemed like they were up there for almost a year. They were only supposed to be there for a week.
Did you pay much attention to the story at all? I really didn't. I didn't think it was a big deal.
Well, when they first had problems,
they're fine. You know.
Well, they're okay.
Right?
They were planning on being up there 8 or 9 days, and they were up there for eight or nine months.
But okay,
months.
All right.
Something wasn't. What do you mean they weren't?
Something wasn't right.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
What's the real story?
They had to wait for the right taxi cab to stop by, I guess. Elon Musk. Yeah.
Oh. Well, the capsule. There was some problem with the capsule going back, right?
I don't know. I'm doubting. I'm a doubting John now at this point because, you know, I caught this clip and I thought, well, I'm going to turn everybody onto this because this wasn't a story I was watching or paying any attention to. So maybe everybody else knew this.
Okay.
But let's listen to Cut 223, and this is Fox News revealing everything.
Okay.
All right.
Cal is looking for the clip now. Cut 223, say?
I shouldn't bring him in a big jar with all the jelly beans.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
You're calling an audible here. Yeah. Cal, did you find it yet, or is it not there? Okay.
All right.
We'll get it going here.
Yeah,
give us the high sign when you get it going. So the story,
again,
as far as
story,
I know, they
followed.
Were up there for 8 months.
Now, if everybody knows, you know, just reveal it to us that you knew why they didn't come back.
Okay.
Maybe it was just fun being up there.
You think that they planned it this way?
I heard an interview with them, and the whole point of this is, and it's really tough coming back to Earth because you're not used to gravity at all.
In fact, picking
up a pencil is very difficult, and you don't do a lot of walking around when you get back. You're kind of solid. You know, you're just feeling like the weight of the Earth is on.
All right, Cal tells me now that we have the clip you're looking for.
All right. Let's go to this here. This is Fox News again.
Okay.
Elon Musk said that he offered this to the past administration. Now, I know you can't speak to the reason why, but can you confirm that it was offered and denied?
So, first, I'm really glad that you guys were interested and were watching. But second, I don't have any information about those conversations.
Scott Kelly said there was a spaceship there the whole time. They could have left at any time. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we always had a capability to bring them home in a contingency. We call it a lifeboat capability, but we like to always have a spaceship there at the station.
Either a
Boeing spaceship or a SpaceX Dragon spaceship or a Soyuz spaceship.
Yep, that's why the astronauts said they were not stranded or abandoned.
There was a way back. It was attached to their space station.
So they always have to have one there.
It's a lifeboat, but they don't want to use the lifeboat.
Okay.
What the hell? You know, we're all concerned. We want him to come back. We didn't want him to be out there stranded in space, you know?
It seems like...
Major Tom.
Yeah. It seems like they would have, you know, had another way to send up another capsule, you know, besides... why did it take 8 months?
It had an attached spaceship...
So they had a lifeboat, an emergency one, but they always want to have one there.
Yes. Yeah,
so they couldn't use that one.
So maybe bringing another one back up and attaching it to the space station would have been too hard to do.
Well, that's why it took 8 months.
So what's the point of having, you know, a lifeboat?
I don't know. I don't know.
See, anyway, it was a shocker and a surprise.
It's still a mystery. Well, the good news is the astronauts came back. It all worked out okay. but they were up there for a long, long time.
Yeah.
When they could have been back way sooner. Yeah.
But now they're back. You know, they're getting used to gravity again, and it's always good to see
them
walking
around. That's
a nice
ending to the story.
That's
good.
So too.
Thank you for bringing that to us. Thanks for sharing that.
Leaving on a positive note.
Yeah.
I've got another positive. No, this isn't a positive note. Sorry, I wish I had.
Got a couple
of
minutes left.
Notes here. But Steve Rattner, you know, he's the economic guy on Morning Joe.
Yeah, MSNBC. Yeah. What does he have
to say? He just posted this. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index dropped in March to its lowest level since January of 2021. Remember that? That's when COVID hit.
Oh, boy. So our confidence level is down.
Down to that point already. Trump's presidency has made Americans as pessimistic as they were during the pandemic-induced economic crisis.
Well, he's just getting warmed up.
Yeah, he is. He's just getting warmed up.
Wait a couple of more months.
And look what's happening in Florida. This is something else. This is the headline in the paper down there. Florida debates lifting some child labor laws to fill the jobs vacated by undocumented immigrants.
Oh, boy.
So that's the result of deportations.
Great.
Lifting some of the child labor laws so they can get the kids working out there.
Thanks for ending on
filling in for the immigrants.
Okay. All right. That's going to do it for John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dawn. We'll be back again tomorrow, and our guest will be Mike McCabe again. He's going to come back. Dom Salvia is coming up next. Thanks to Cal for pushing the right buttons and switches. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Take
so
care.
Long.
Take care.
Bye.